time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Tamara Gray. She is the director of the Desert Wave Pool here in Price. Lots of fun stuff going on. Kids are out of school, so the wave pool, they always adjust their hours. We've got that. We've got open swim. We've got parties that you can have at the wave pool. Swim lessons starting after the first of the year. I'm exhausted just thinking about it. Tamara, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Let's make it through this last week, right? But heading into Christmas and everything will be fine, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. Let's get through this week.
All right. So let's talk about, with all the kids are out of school, so let's talk about the wave pool's hours this week of headed into Christmas.
Yes, so we will be open today from 12 to 8 Monday. Tuesday, we are going to have shorter hours from 1:30 to 6 because we're closing early for a staff Christmas party. But then the 22nd, 23rd, noon to 8, we will close Christmas Eve at noon. You can still come in for lap swim in the morning and swim laps till noon. We'll close Christmas Day, and then starting next week, we're closed on Sundays now, but starting next week, we'll be open every day from noon to 8 and New Year's Eve till 4.
So that's the week headed into New Year's. You guys will
yes.
be open 12 to 8
yep.
once again. Sweet. Get the kids out of the house.
That's right. Something
maybe,
to do.
Maybe you need to go do some last minute shopping.
Yes. Bring the kids. You know, 6 and under do require an adult in the water with them. However, older than that, if you have some Christmas shopping to do, bring them on by. We can entertain them.
And not only that, you can feed them as well. If you leave a little extra change with them, Mom, they can go and hit the snack bar there at the wave pool and have lunch too.
Definitely. And we actually even have some parents that'll come in, and if they don't want to leave cash with the child, they can pay for prepay up front, and we'll keep a tab for them so that if the kids want to come up while they're swimming, if they get hungry, then we can just subtract it from their tab. That way they don't have to leave cash or card with the kids. They can just prepay and we can keep a tab for them.
Get that all taken care of. So we've got the kids taken care of for the next couple of weeks while they're
yes.
out of school. After that, the first of the year, you were talking about swim lessons. When do they start up?
Yes, so we will start our first session on January 10th because I believe the kids are out on the 3rd. So we thought we'd start the following week, let the kids get back in school. And then they'll run every 4 weeks up until May 5th.
So swim lessons, and now would really be, we always talk about it, now would really be the ideal time to get those kids acclimated to the water. Everybody likes to go to the lake. They like to go to Lake Powell. They like to do all these fun things. And you know what? Get those kids acclimated and used to being in the water, because I think for the most part, and we've talked about this in the past as well, with swimming and kids, it's getting over that initial fear, really.
Yes, and getting them comfortable in the water, but also safe in the water. You know, teaching them some safety techniques, you know, if they get in too deep where they can roll over and float on their back. And, you know, it's cold now, but before we know it, it's going to be summer, and you want to get in on those lessons so that, you know, it takes a while. We offer them 2 days a week, Mondays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays during our winter sessions. But yes, you definitely want to get them started now, especially if you're planning any, you know, lake trips this summer.
And just get that fear over with and out of the way.
Yes, because the older kids get, it's harder to get rid of that fear.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I've got a kid at home that is now 45 years old that was never really given the opportunity to swim. And now she just won't even go, really doesn't like going in the water at all.
Yes, so it's important.
Most definitely. So we've got swim lessons. We've got the new hours for the winter time just to get the kids out of the house for a bit. You know, you also do parties still.
We do parties. And thing about Christmas, if there's any last minute shoppers out there, we can do gift certificates to accommodate anything. I've sold them for swim lessons. If you know someone that wants swim lessons coming up, or just water aerobics, lap swim passes. You know, everybody after the first year makes those New Year's resolutions to get in shape and exercise more. Get them a gift certificate. We can accommodate it for anything you want.
And just get, that's the gift that, you know, if you can't decide what somebody wants, but you know that somebody's a swimmer, that's a great gift idea. Water aerobics. And you know, it always happens this time of year, after the first of the year, that January 1st date hits, and everybody starts talking about the new year, new me.
Exactly.
So this is a great low-impact workout.
Definitely.
It really is.
Definitely. You know, if you have bad knees, back, things like that, it's a definitely good option for exercise.
All right. So plenty of options, plenty of things that are going on down at the Desert Wave Pool. If you need or have any questions, it's the easiest phone number in the world.
637 Swim.
That's right. It's Tamara Gray with the Desert Wave Pool here in Price. Tamara, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you. And you know what? Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.